LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday. I got down here December the 9th. It's 12-9. It's actually 5-9. It's May the 9th. May the 9th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great day today. We got a lot to do today. We have Clemson baseball tonight, Western Carolina. I don't know what happened in a program, but they're 6-39. I'll give you a little historical value of that, what they've been in the past and how they're so stinking bad this year. I don't know. The Tigers come in tonight with Sam Weatherly, left-handed freshman pitcher, 0-0, 5.40 ERA, and really one of the best pitchers for Western Carolina. Corey Sykes, 0-3 with a 7.80 ERA. When you're 6-39, it's probably one of your better pitchers. Anyway, Tigers, again, 6:30 tonight, 6 o'clock pregame show. Clemson at 36-12 on the way to 40. You know, that's kind of a magic number for you. Again, three-game set this weekend. Austin Peay, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday there. The Gamecocks got a commitment, a 2020 commitment, their third 2020 commitment. We'll tell you who that is in today's show. Yankees beat the Red Sox last night 3-2 in an AL East. Now that they have knotted the East up, the two best teams in baseball facing off last night. They'll do that again tonight and tomorrow night. Yankees got game one of the series. The TPC will get underway in a little bit, right around 25 hours from now, and five players can emerge from the TPC as the world number one. I'll tell you who those five are. Got an interesting story about how Lane Kiffin was almost hired at Arkansas instead of Chad Morse. We had a no-hitter last night. We had two really interesting starting pitching situations last night. In the Seattle and Toronto game, James Paxton pitches a no-hitter, and actually watched the last inning of that. That was pretty cool to see. And the Orioles, Dylan Bundy last night, Major League first time ever. He gave up four home runs without getting an out. So two opposite ends of the spectrum there. I have some NFL odds to get to today. We have the women's golf stuff to get to today. I can quickly tell you, for those that don't want to hang around and hear more about it, as we enter today, the final round of the regionals, Clemson right now, fifth. They're at 12 under par down in Tallahassee, and they have a 10-shot lead over the seventh-place team. Remember, six teams get in. 10-shot lead there, so hopefully the Lady Tigers, who shot 9 under par yesterday with a great round, hopefully they get in. Out in the San Francisco Regional out at Harding Park, not great news for the Gamecocks. Well, good news, bad news. Bad news is they're in 12th. They're 9 over par. The good news is that they are only 5 shots out So tightly bunched out at Harding Park TPC out in San Francisco. We have NBA from last night. A couple of series wrapping up. The Rockets beat the Jazz 112-102 to finish off the Jazz. They win that series 4-1. The Warriors beat the Pelicans 113-104 to finish off that series 4-1. We have a game 5 tonight. Celtics can clinch. Cavs already have. Celtics can clinch against the Sixers tonight, 8 o'clock on TNT. And that game is, game 4. A winner gets Cleveland in that one. No NHL last night. Just one more Western Conference semifinal wrapping up. We'll get to that later on. Sam Blackman's going to join us, 7:25. The Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame was announced on Friday, class of 2018. We'll get his thoughts on that. Speaking of Hall of Fame, Larry Pinley joins us at 8:05 this morning. His Tigers are getting ready to go down to College Station, Texas, to play in the NCAA Regionals. So we're looking forward to telling you more about that at 8:05 with Clemson's Hall of Fame golf coach. And finally, segment 2 coming up in a minute. The author of segment 2, the host of segment 2. I'm just going to take off and do like Jon Bon Jovi, just go take a whole set break back there. When he does this, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the Orr that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr24 of the Twitter world, number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey Beiler. How are you?
Good. I got a lot of nods from you this morning. I got some body language from this morning. That's the first words I heard from you. So that's good. I didn't know if you had laryngitis or anything. That's
no, good. No. We're good to go over here.
Glad to hear it, buddy. How you doing?
Happy to be here, of course.
Catch me up. What's going on over there?
You know, been around, been here and there, and watched the now first place New York Yankees play last night.
See my tweet after the game.
Left hand lane,
laying the hammer down. That is, I'm getting confused now. Is that 15-16, 16-17?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it's six in a row, and really just. Dominant, man. I told you last night, Luis Severino is the best pitcher in baseball. I told you this morning.
Is he?
Yeah.
11 strikeouts last night. Goes, what, 6.1?
Someone was telling me, I don't know if it, you know, when you get old, like you don't remember where it came from, that it might be John Smoltz that made the claim as well. Like, I'm not the only person saying this now.
I mean, he's filthy. Against Houston, he was unbelievable.
Yep. That's what it was. Smoltz said this. Yeah, last night, a little more than 6 innings, 11 strikeouts. Like, just dealing. Mm. Absolutely dealing.
Mm.
So many superstars to watch. I'm going to Yankee Stadium this summer. Just made my mind up last night. I'm going to summer.
You're just doing it, huh?
Yeah, man. You got to get how many times you got to get to see Judge and Stanton and Sanchez and Didi? How many times do you get a chance to go up there and see that? I haven't been in a new stadium yet.
Oh, you still haven't been up there?
Nah, not a new one. Went last year, the old one.
You got to get in there.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to go do this kind of stuff. Anyway. Looking forward to that. What'd you do yesterday? So I was watching the Yankee game last night.
You know, I was around yesterday. Nothing too crazy. I managed to go play that lovely game that you spent a lot of time playing.
Yes.
It's terrible. It did awful.
When you say awful.
Just awful.
Give me an idea.
I mean.
Give me a number.
Awful.
120?
Awful.
Played 18 holes.
It just didn't work yesterday. I don't know what happened.
Nervous?
I don't know about nervous. It's just once I hit a bad shot, I just compounded the problem. Mm. And
you got out of position.
And yeah, I think it just didn't work.
And then you made it worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Hey, man, it's all right.
You played your uncle.
Yep.
You played with your brother.
Yep.
Anybody else?
Yeah, his friend.
Anybody play well?
My uncle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think he sandbagged us.
Break 80?
I think he shot 81.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Question. You felt too much pressure on yourself? You want to play too well, maybe?
You always want to play well, but, you know, I don't know what happened, to be completely honest. I smack a drive off of one.
Yeah.
And then probably didn't have another good shot until the back nine. Mm. Okay, it was just a terrible day.
You embarrass yourself?
It made me not want to play golf for a couple of days.
Oh, man. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did Caleb beat you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean,
good job, Caleb.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that for you, buddy. Sorry to hear that for you.
So.
Besides that, it was good seeing him. Good having him around. You always, got a lake?
No. I just dropped them off and picked them up.
Mm. Where's redemption under for you? That's the great thing about life and about sports and about
mm-hmm.
golf. Get redemption. You can come out and do that.
Eventually.
Anything
if
else?
If I ever decide to look at my clubs again.
Mm.
If I can get them out of the dumpster that I dropped them off in this morning.
You didn't throw them in the lake and remember any keys were in there.
No. Nothing crazy like that.
Right.
We kept our cool out there.
I had an interesting day yesterday.
By all means, do tell.
Well, in the morning, I did some, you know, little chores. I go and clean up the house, do the dishes, laundry, clean up, you know, take the dogs out, do that kind of stuff. Had a nice lunch with some great friends, including Sam Blackman and a bunch of other friends, which was awfully nice to see. And then just went out and just practiced for just a couple hours. Went to the chiropractor. That was nice.
How's the old back now?
Man, like $1 million. Used to be crooked like a question mark, now straight as exclamation point. So that was all good. Watching the Yankees last night, that was all good. But here's what got me. Everywhere I went yesterday, what's up, Mitch? How you doing, Mitch? Everywhere I went yesterday, people said they were rolling. I walked in the room and said, hey, Mitch, how you doing, Mitch? Getting good, Mitch?
That's tough.
Yeah, it's a tough deal. But good stuff, man. Good stuff. All right, so you got baseball tonight.
We do have some baseball tonight. Western Carolina tonight. So it should be a good time. You going over to old Doug Kingsmore tonight?
Nah.
No?
Sorry.
What do you got on the dock tonight?
Watch it on TV tonight. Mm. Listen to it on WCCP tonight.
Mm.
Watch the Yankees tonight. So I'll have the note, that one on the iPad and one on the big screen. Not sure which one yet. Could do my Watch ESPN app. It's on both of them, by the way. Watch ESPN app. And Yankees and Red Sox on ESPN, and then Clemson, Western Carolina, watch ESPN. So I got to juggle tonight. My wife's not up yet, I can tell you this. She's like, are you coming to bed early? I was like, no, I need to watch this game for the show. Actually, I could have just watched SportsCenter this morning. But I wanted to watch the Yankees beat the Red Sox last night, so that was good.
Yeah, I stayed up late too last night watching that.
Shouldn't have.
I made banana bread last night while waiting for that game to end.
You made it?
Made it. It's delicious.
Grandma's recipe?
My dad's, but yeah, essentially.
Can you give it to me?
Well, no. I can make you. I'll bring you a slice on, though.
It's your dad's recipe, not your grandmother's.
Yeah.
And you can't give me the recipe?
It's still in the family.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it.
It's a pretty simple recipe. You can probably figure it out.
Yeah, but I don't want it.
Okay. Why'd you ask?
Well, I just thought you'd give it to me.
I would love to bring you in a piece. Nailed it. Crushed it last night.
What's on, I'd like to have a piece, actually. What's on tap for second segment today?
You know, that's a little up in the air. I was going to talk about baseball and do that, but I'm having second thoughts.
Really?
Yeah. I was going to decide in the break here, to be completely honest. What do you want to talk about?
See, that's not what second segment is.
No, second segment is what we want it to be. And I've been going back and forth. I couldn't sleep last night because of it. Thinking about it. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's going over the headlines for Major League Baseball, which had a great day yesterday. Whether it's the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry, whether it's Stephen Piscotty, the A's right fielder, singling in his first at bat since his mom passing away, that story. Obviously, you had mentioned the Orioles. The Bundy kid giving four home runs.
Al Bundy could have got one.
It's the Reds landing Matt Harvey, which would be unheard of even, you know, a couple of years ago.
The Dark Knight.
And then obviously the no-hitter by James Paxton last night. It was a good night for baseball.
I got a little trivia question for you.
Please.
We'll talk some baseball coming up. I got a little trivia question for you. I mentioned this earlier. Five players can be number one in the world in golf. At the end of the TPC. Some things have to happen. How many of the five can you name that could emerge after this tournament is number one?
Dustin Johnson.
One.
Justin Thomas.
Two.
Not Rory. Is Koepka still up there?
No, hadn't played in forever.
Yeah.
He just started playing again, no.
Thomas, him. Who else would
you
be?
Should get at least one more.
I should, definitely. Is Rory up there?
No.
Really?
Rory's eighth. No.
Ricky? Not Ricky.
No, Ricky's sixth. He's one. He's the guy who can emerge, but in the second place with a win, but he can't be number one.
Jason Day can't take number one.
No, he's seventh. Very good, man. You're doing good, but there's one out there when I tell you, you're going to go, oh, yeah.
Oh, Jordan Spieth.
Yeah. Jordan Spieth is fourth. Two more.
I don't have him. What is it?
John Rahm is third.
Ugh.
World right now.
Ugh.
I'm not a John Rahm fan.
Ugh. I hate John Rahm.
Even though John Rahm looks a little bit like Brad Sinketh. A little bit.
John Rahm has those terrible sideburns.
Yeah, he needs to shave though.
Just awful.
And Justin Rose, number five in the world, could be
Justin
one.
Rose, the Englishman.
A lot has to happen for that to happen, but you know, who knows? Come out of that. Anyway, so the TPC is gonna be a lot of fun. Remember, Tiger, Phil, and Ricky playing tomorrow. Do you know? Or in Thursday, did you see where they went? Little banner back and forth with each other.
I did not.
Yeah, Phil joked. They said, "Why don't we just skip it?" I read all the headlines. Why don't we just skip this? Me and Tiger play for it all. Just start right now and just play for it all. Like one round, winner take all. And then he said, well, why don't we just like gamble and see what we and how much we want to put up? And Tiger said, yeah, we can do that. Whatever, we can get to something that might make him uncomfortable. They were joking with each other. But that's still good to see.
What's that round look like?
I don't know, but Tiger could make Phil uncomfortable. Phil could make Tiger uncomfortable.
Money-wise?
Yeah. Tiger's worth astronomically more than Phil Mickelson.
Do you think it's that much?
Yeah.
Tiger Woods.
Give me Tiger Woods net worth, Phil Mickelson net worth. While I tell him about Canty, and then he's going to need it for the end of the segment if he can.
Oh, please. My God.
What?
Tiger Woods net worth.
What is it?
$740 million.
Did you see where J-Lo and A-Rod are dating, whatever, and they were at this party of the day, and that one of these paparazzis had it, and one of these TMZs would have had it, and said, between them, the net worth is $850 million.
There's nothing wrong with Phil's, though. I'll take Phil's every day.
Phil's is $325 million.
Yeah.
Is it? What is it?
$375 is what I found.
$375.
I'll swap an extra $50 million if he needs it.
No, so $375.
To $740?
$740 million.
That was $740 in 2016 for Tiger.
Mm.
So you got to assume, since he started playing again and made his little comeback, those endorsements came back a little bit. Yikes.
Canty Foundation Specialist. You know what? Tiger just tears down, builds a whole new house. Others like us, we need Canty to come in and fix our bowing walls, our foundation settlement, our tilting chimneys, our sticking doors and windows, tilting or leaning walls. Get in touch with Canty for a free quote today. They can help those uneven or sloping floors. They can fix those cracks in the foundation walls and drywalls. They can fix the issue, not just fix the walls, fix the issues. Maybe a door is jammed or a window is jammed or stuck. Your home, your business building, these buildings could be barking at you, telling you that you got some foundation issues. Let Canty come in for a free quote today. This is easy. This is simple. CantyCanFixIt.com. CANTEY. CantyCanFixIt.com. We'll take a break. Couple big guests coming up in the later part of the show. Segment two coming up next. Can't wait to see what we're going to talk about there. Later in this hour, I want Zach's concerns by position. We're up to the offensive line. We're making a way. Have you noticed we talked zero Clemson football this week?
We can change that in this next segment. You want to.
Hey, man, it's second segment. Your call. I'm not telling you what to do.
Hey, if Mickey Pilar wants to talk Clemson football.
That's third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth.
We can talk.
Second, that's you, buddy. We'll take a break. Come back for more after this. Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno Hammocks, Kavu Rope Bags, Mountain Khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, Dan Marini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports, 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
For Mother's Day, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 5 years in a row. Their staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or mini-holiday packages, the Modern Mama or Ladies' Day in packages, or Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Mother's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson, Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus. Because Cat Bus is fare free, and because gas prices are rising again, you save money. Because Cat Bus enables all of us to drive less, we're saving energy. And because Cat Bus enables us to collectively conserve natural resources and reduce CO2 emissions, we're helping save the planet. Download the Cat Bus app today and find out more at catbus.com. Save money, save energy, and save the planet by riding the Cat Bus.
Hey folks, you know Mother's Day is right around the corner and you want to show mom that you really love her. And I've got just the thing, a gift from Sherry's Berries. It shows you put thought into your gift. She'll love it, I swear. Right now our listeners can send Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling, or check this out, you can also double the berries for just $10 more. Your berries will arrive in Sherry's Berries signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon, no gift wrap required. These are fresh, juicy strawberries dipped in milk, dark and white chocolatey goodness, then topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. Your delivery date is guaranteed and customer satisfaction is always number one, or your money back. There's only one way to get this amazing deal for mom. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. You can also double the berries for $10 more at berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the mic in the upper right corner and enter our code 105.5. That's berries.com, code 105.5.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the room. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute till you're back. Bang, bang, there goes your heart. I know you want it. Bang, bang, seat of my car.
Every once in a while, something kind of crazy happens, and every once in a while, you get like a great deal as a result of it. This is what's going on at EngineerSlateRock.com right now. I got an email from Davis, got an email from Rob, and their foam supplier overran some titanium-infused memory foam. And so they overran it, and they're like, man, we got this stuff. We got to get rid of it. The foam supplier that overran some, they're 2-inch titanium infused memory foams. They've been offering this right now for only $40, and that's 75% off. Just got to get rid of it. Limited supply of twin and full size only. So that's one of the few things there, but that's just what they got there. You can buy this at engineersleep.com. There's a link at the top of the page. How about this? Pick up in store or local shipping for just $15. Basically, they're giving these things away. Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. Get in touch with the good folks there. These foam 2-inch titanium-infused memory foam. 75% off right now, $40 each, or pick up in store, local shipping, $15 right now. What a great deal. Engineersleep.com. The host of second segment, segment two of the show, Mr. Zach Orr.
Engineer Sleep sounds like a great deal this morning. I'm a little tired. I would love to lay on some of the titanium infused, you say?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like titanium should be in my bed.
You could be a titanium mug driver yesterday.
Come on, man. See, I don't need to be reminded of that. We're going to talk some football at some point today. Actually, probably in the next segment or the one following that. I promise you that. But last night was a great night for Major League Baseball. I feel like we need to just touch on it for a second. Okay. Obviously, the Seattle Mariners lefty, James Paxton, threw a no-hitter last night, which is awesome. He blanked the Blue Jays. 99 pitches, striking out 7 in a 5-0 victory last night. It's always fun to watch those games and watch how a defense picks a pitcher up at different points in the ball game. And of course, that for him last night was his third baseman, Seager, down there at third base, who made a couple of great diving plays to be able to keep that no-hitter intact. What's more impressive as I was reading about James Paxton, because like you, I'm assuming, I had no idea who James Paxton was.
Canadian.
Before last night. Second Canadian to ever throw a no-hitter, by the way.
And he threw it in Canada.
Yeah, up in Toronto, which is crazy.
His home and native land.
His previous start might have been a better one. I don't know if you've read about this. Struck out 16 over 7 innings in his previous start. He had 105 pitches, so he left early without trying to get to the record of 20. No, by all means, go ahead.
Oh, Canada. Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, you always have to stop and pay homage. Anyway. His previous start was unbelievably impressive. It's hard to beat a 16 strikeout game. And he was able to do that last night with a no-hitter against the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah. Didn't know all that about him.
About him? Just going for it this morning. I appreciate
it. Sorry.
And, of course, I don't know if you're new to the show here. Mickey and I are Yankee fans. Sorry to tell you that.
Sorry.
And last night was a great night if you're a Yankees fan. Great night if you're a fan of winners in general. If you're a fan of just dominance and good feel-good stories and root for anything against the city of Boston. The Yankees come out with a 3-2 victory up in New York last night. The Bronx Bombers were just that. Giancarlo Stanton seems to be turning a corner. There's a lot of talk about him having a breakout game, having a game in which he figures it out. Stanton hit two home runs last night. A absolute missile to left field early in the game. That got out of the ballpark in 3.5 seconds, which is ridiculous. I'm a huge fan of that kind of information we have now. The launch angle, the exit velocity, 111.5 miles per hour.
Let's call exit velo.
Oh, I love it. If Stan figures that out, it can continue to rake like that, that's fine. The fun part about that is, each of his multi-home run games this year have come with Luis Severino on the mound.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
7 homers now.
The one against Toronto, up in Toronto to open the season.
Right.
He had the one down in Houston and then against the Red Sox last night, all with Luis Severino on the mound.
Do you know that? I like it because he hits them to left and right.
He does. He can hit them all over the ballpark. He has an absolute boomstick in his hand.
It's almost like a tomahawk chop.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of chops at it.
His close stance makes no sense to me.
He went to it last year, and that's where his home run went from 27 to 59.
Yeah, 27 to 59 is a nice little jump.
Yeah.
I hope it's just because of the stance.
Well, it is because early in his career, he had 37, 37, 34. I mean, it's not like he's didn't have power before through all that. But that was nice to see. Hey, by the way, speaking of Paxton, I didn't realize this. He pitched at Kentucky.
Did he?
Yeah, it's only Kentucky. So I'm sure the Gamecock fans remember James Paxton. How do you get from Latson, British Columbia to Kentucky?
I don't know.
Not sure of that. Stanton up to 237. You know, that's the thing. Stanton, they gave him a hard time and booed him and all this kind of stuff. It's not like he was some great average hitter. He hit 281 last year, but 240 year before that, 265, 288, 249.
Well, you can't be...
He's a career 267 hitter.
You can't be striking out five times in a game, multiple times during the season, in the beginning of the season.
But yeah, you're right about that. Texture, I'm sure, you know, we got the Yankee haters out there now.
Oh, where? I love Yankee roids. Haters.
You know, if you watch, do you watch John Carlos Stanton? Do you watch him work out? Have you seen his workouts?
No, because it makes me feel awful about myself.
Dude, that guy, he's ripped.
Shredded.
But he works out like crazy. Yeah, you say roids. They do test for steroids now.
They do. I'm sure he probably got the old tap on the shoulder in the clubhouse last night. Saying, hey, you've been randomly selected for a drug test today. Yeah. And he'll go in and do that and get that taken care of. Another interesting Giancarlo Stanton stat before we move on to another a little bit sadder subject. Four players have had three multi-home run games in the Yankees' first 35 games of a season.
Let me guess.
Four of them. Stanton's one of them, so three. Yeah, the other three.
Babe Ruth?
No.
Lou Gehrig?
No.
Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, for three.
Mickey Mantle.
Yes. 1956. He won the MVP.
Shelly Duncan.
I love that guess, but no. what a name.
Because remember, he got off to this really hot start.
He did. He was going to be the next other guys great that first baseman of the Yankees.
All right. What was the big first baseman? Steve, he's supposed to be the next greatest hitter for the Yankees. Didn't work out for him.
Didn't work out for him? I don't know.
Forgot who that one was. How about Dave Kingman?
No. Roger Maris.
Roger Maris.
Won the MVP.
Yeah, you're right.
Alex Rodriguez.
Really?
2007.
Didn't know it.
Won the MVP.
Didn't know it.
I'm not saying there's a trend there. But there may be a trend there.
I like it, man.
That's not bad. And then, of course, the last thing I wanted to talk about with Major League Baseball last night was Stephen Piscotty. I don't know. I'm sure people have seen it at this point on ESPN and Twitter and whatever.
I have not seen it.
Stephen Piscotty had a 55-year-old mother who had just passed away. And anytime a parent passes away, it's obviously sad. Unfortunately, his mother was... battling ALS, and I guess things went downhill so quickly. He was this is the whole story. You should watch this video. He was with the St. Louis Cardinals, hit 25 home runs for the St. Louis Cardinals. Yeah. He was their starting right fielder, and it was going great there, but he was so far away from his mom, they live in the Oakland area, in the suburbs of Oakland, and the Cardinals did the right thing, and they found a deal that worked baseball-wise and then worked for him, obviously, because he was distracted, wanted to be home with his mom, who was losing her battle and losing it very quickly. And they traded him back. So he's been able to spend time with her and spend time with his family. And she passed away a couple of days ago. And that's terribly sad. But in what is the best part of sports for me, I mean, and it's not even close, is the way that it offers a distraction from regular life and a distraction from all the things that hurt you. You can lose yourself in that game. Last night, he steps to the plate for his first at-bat since his mother passing away. The crowd gives him a standing ovation. The opposition stops and claps. The pitcher steps off the mound, and it was incredibly emotional. And his first at-bat, singles to right field.
Good for him.
And it just kind of comes full circle there. So
he's from there. He played at Stanford too.
Yeah, yeah. He's a good little player. And it was really something else to watch last night.
There is Alzheimer's is tough to watch. ALS, though, that's just extremely difficult to watch.
ALS is, it's tough because your body goes.
Yeah.
But your mind is still there, and you can't do anything about it.
Man, we got to find a way to stop all this.
And it's an incurable disease, and it's terrible.
Currently,
exactly right. Currently.
Hey, Steve Balboni was who we're trying to think of. Steve Balboni. I love it, man. I thought it might have been him.
Who was the Yankees first baseman when you were growing up?
We had a couple back then. We had, Mattingly was more like my high school years.
Yeah.
through some of that. In the very first game in 1976 that I went to go see, Oscar Gamble was in center, Mickey Rivers in center field, Oscar Gamble was in left field, Lou Piniella was in right, Greg Nettles over at third, Bucky Dent at short, Willie Randolph at second. Thurman Munson was behind the plate, by the way.
Thurman Munson?
First base? I have to think about that one a second.
My childhood first baseman was Tino Cecil Martinez. Fielder.
Really, Tino?
Tino.
Yeah, Tino the Batman.
Love Tino Martinez.
Yeah. You know what? You go back. It was as crazy as I could tell you more about 1976 Yankees rather than the, I don't know, this year's team. It was a lot of fun to follow.
Tino, Chuck Knoblauch, Derek Jeter, Scott Brosius.
Nice.
Yeah, Bernie in center, Paul O'Neill in right.
Yeah.
Left field was pretty much by like a platoon thing out there. They rotated all the time. Chuck Knoblauch slash Alfonso Soriano out there at second base. Jorge behind the dish and a mixture of Roger Clemens, Mariano Rivera, Andy Pettit, wherever you wanted them.
Nice, on man. The mound there. Very, very nice.
Loved those games. Love those teams.
Yeah, I like that. My first base. Oh, Chris Chambliss. What am I thinking? Chris Chambliss.
Oh, of course, Chris Chambliss.
Goodness gracious. That was a Chicken Stanley. Fred Stanley was on. Roy White was on those teams back then. Like I said, Piniella was on those teams. And then the pitching staff, you had the, you know, obviously Guidry and Catfish Hunter and Tippy Martinez and some of those guys, Rudy May and Dick Tedrow and some of those guys, Sparky Lyle. A lot of fun, man. Chris Chambliss, yeah, no doubt. Appreciate this post sending that one in. That was fun, man. Enjoyed that.
We're going to talk a little football coming up.
Yeah, and also in today's show.
I miss football.
I do too. I got some football odds for you. And speaking of odds, I kind of want to start this. The Supreme Court is close to ruling on legalized gambling in the country.
Ooh.
I want to get your thoughts on it.
Ooh.
Before I do that, I had text yesterday from someone who said, and I don't want to mention names because I don't want to have a bidding war now, but he said, look, my loan officer at Prime Lending is the best in America. And I thought that was awesome to see. So I know our listeners, because I talked to folks, our listeners are getting with Prime Lending. I get texts all the time about it. They're going over to Prime Lending. They're refinancing their homes. They're buying their new homes with it. They are remodeling their homes with it right now. And Prime Lending is making a lot of people really happy. I love this idea. Local people helping local people. So our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Get in touch with them. You're going to love them. They are absolutely amazing. Local expertise, tailor structuring a loan just for you. Find it. Start the process now. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. So some football odds. And speaking of odds, some gambling talk. I want to get pros and cons. What do you think? We'll talk about it when you return for more. It's Mickey Plowshare. Show more after this.
It's the Sea-Doo Ready to Ride sales event at Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. And now, for a limited time, receive a rebate of up to $1,000 on select models. Escape the everyday starting at $53.99. Foothills Motorsports, located at 104 Halter Drive in Piedmont.
Offer ends May 31st, 2018. See dealer details.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get two Cajun filet biscuits for just $5.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
I'm Bridget, executive health coach at the Health Dare. My clients are raving about the results they're having at the Health Dare. At iDareGreenville.com, you'll see testimonials of real people saying our methods reverse their symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just a matter of weeks. In fact, our team promises to help you reverse your symptoms in 30 days or your money back. It's so easy and sustainable. There's only two things you can't eat, and you don't even have to go to the gym. I did the program and lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days. They say we're reversing symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, high cholesterol, and IBS. So what are you waiting for? Don't wait any longer. It's time for a change. Go to iDareGreenville.com to book your free consultation with a health coach. I dare you. That's iDareGreenville.com.
Trucks cost less than travelers rest. George Goldman Ford S 2018 F-150s as low as $24,999. You heard right. As low as $24,999 on 2018 F-150s. George Goldman Ford, where they never charge any dealer fees and where they were named the only Ford President's Award winner in the upstate in 2017. George Goldman Ford, where trucks cost less than travelers rest. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Valid through July 9th.
Go on the drive of your life with a Founders Auto Loan. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, great terms and rates, 24-hour access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com or visit our Clemson office to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Spring is here. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and we are spring cleaning at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca. Come see us for the lowest mattress prices around and get your box spring free with your purchase. Or pamper yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base and spend your summer in a sleep paradise. From soft to firm, with 8 sizes to choose from, come visit Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca and take home your perfect mattress today. Located in Seneca across from Chick-fil-A.
Watching your family grow is a wonderful part of life, but it comes with responsibilities. Have you saved enough for college for your children or grandchildren? Do you have enough life insurance for today and the future? Have you planned when you will retire and begin Social Security? None of these questions are easily answered. Talk to the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group. Wherever you are in life and whatever you need for your family, Kiwi Financial Group can provide solutions. Call today, 654-5043.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
Did you get your tickets?
To what?
The gun show.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Keep my hands on myself. Think I'll dust them off. Put them back up on the shelf. Just a little baby girl as a need. Am I coming out of left field? Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966.
Hank has been a good move, buddy. How long before someone in Texas wanted to know who sings it? What's the name of the song?
Every day. Every single day. And that's fine. We'll answer it every day.
Can't wait. We're just trying to spread some joy throughout the upstate of South Carolina, throughout the world. Still get great emails from like people all over the world listening, which is really cool.
We're not big in Africa, though. We got to really expand our market over there.
Yeah, especially Central Africa. We got to do better. It is nice to see, though, when you get like a service or man or woman say, man, big Tiger fan, whatever, or love listening to you. Just listen at home now. I'm overseas for a while. You know what? That's pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah. Coming home like this fall, hoping to make it back for a game, you know, that kind of stuff.
We hope to see you out there one of those
no
games.
No doubt about that. Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Sherry's Berries. Now, don't forget, this Mother's Day is, this Sunday is Mother's Day. It's here, folks. And I know you're thinking, hadn't gotten anything yet. I know you're thinking, man, that's Sunday. That's right around the corner. I can't do this. And there's a run out of time. No, you're running out of time. You can still do it. Right now, Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Or double the berries for just $10 more while time is running out. Get your berries while they're still available right now. Signature gift box. Pick your delivery date. Still guaranteed. Can't beat that. It's only one way to get this amazing deal right now, right around the corner with this big, big, huge, freshly dipped strawberries and dark milk and white chocolatey goodness. It's Sherry's Berries. Freshly dipped strawberries, $19.99, shipping and handling. And you can double the berries for $10 more, $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And the deal expires Friday at midnight. Mother's Day is this Sunday, May the 13th. Go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the mic, upper right-hand corner. Type in my code 105.5. That's berries.com, and the code is 105.5. Love it. Got a good friend of mine said, who sings that groovy song? Portugal, the man. The name of the song is Feel It Still. I love that. Are you ready? I wanted to run this by you. This is going to be a fun little thing to do here. I got the NFL win totals, updated win totals. You know the highest win total in a preseason ever? What it was? 2012, Green Bay and New England. Or highest since 2009. 2012. No, I'm sorry. Last year, 12.5. The record last year. New England was over-under was 12.5 last year.
How about that?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to call the team. You give me the over-under for win totals. And these are just singles. These are no halves in here.
No halves.
I don't think I said that. Just want to make sure here. Is it alphabetically? Yeah, no halves. You ready?
See.
Arizona Cardinals.
The Arizona Cardinals have a win total of 7.
5. Falcons.
9.
Exactly. Ravens.
7.
8. Bills.
8. 6.
Really? Yeah. Panthers.
7. 9. Yeah.
Bears.
Gonna get 7 eventually. 5.
6.
No.
Bengals. Hey, what people call them the Bengals.
The Bengals. The Bengals. 6.
Exactly. Good job. Ding, ding, ding. Cleveland Browns.
The Browns. 4.
5. Ugh. Cowboys.
Cowboys losing Jason Witten. It should be lower.
Hard hitting Jason Witten.
8.
Exactly. Broncos.
The Broncos. 6.
7.
Dang it.
Lions.
Lions are at 8.
Exactly. Packers.
The Packers are at 10.
Exactly. Texans.
The Deshaun Watsons are at 7.
8.
Dang.
Colts.
6.
Exactly. You're good, man. Jags.
9.
9. Man, that's about 3 in a row. Chiefs.
9.
8. Chargers.
5.
9.
The Chargers are at 9?
Yep.
That's too high.
Rams.
They're not going to win 9. They should be at that 9.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
The Dolphins had a bad year, a little bounce back. Let's put them at 6.
Exactly. Vikings.
Let's put the Vikings, your NFC champs.
Oh, NFC champs, NFC Central champs. Eagles on the NFC.
9.
10.
Really?
Patriots.
11.
Yes. Saints.
8.
9. I'm tired of doing it.
I am too.
Giants.
7.
6.
7.
6.
7.
New York Giants. 6. Jets.
3.
Jets at 6. Raiders.
That's the most insulting. Where is this information coming from?
Vegas. Raiders.
The Raiders are probably around the 7 area.
The Raiders. 8. Uh-huh. Eagles.
The Eagles are probably up
fly,
there
Eagles fly.
Near 11.
10.
It's ridiculous.
49ers.
The Niners are around the 6 area.
8. Seahawks.
That's too high for the Niners. 8.
Yep. Bucks.
6.
I got a friend of mine named Buck.
Buck.
I was like, what's up, Buck?
What up, Buck?
Titans.
Buck, Buck. What were the
6.
What were the Bucks?
Bucks were 6.
Oh, good.
Titans.
We'll go 7.
8. Mm-hmm. Finally, Brad Sinkuth. I mean, John Rahm's Washington Redskins.
Yeah, Johnny's Redskins there. We'll go with the Redskins coming in at a whopping 6.
7. More than the New York Giants.
That's absurd. It's absurd, and you know it's absurd.
More than the New York.
That's all right.
Giants.
I feel good about the Giants right now. Having not played a game yet.
Question.
Answer.
What the Supreme Court is, I think it's the Supreme Court, it's very close on legalized gambling. They're going to make a ruling on this. This could change
everything.
Like everything. Yeah. Maybe even do state by state, you know, say okay, how each state is. Give me the pitfalls. Give me the positives. Give me the negatives. Let me back all the way up. No, you go first.
Do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
I think the positives from if somebody wants to do this, to bet this. Which, first of all, I wouldn't. I'd be too scared to lose my money. I don't have enough of it as it is. Why am I throwing it away?
Yeah.
You don't have to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Don't have to go to Vegas to go do this. And you don't have to do some shady online website. You don't have to illegally find a bookie around town. You can take and place bets easily, and it would be that. It would make a ton of money. If it's going to be mandated by the government, it would make a ton of money because people love betting on sports. The negatives, I mean, gambling's probably not the cleanest revenue, right?
Yeah. Sin tax.
Yeah. What other negative would there be, though?
Let me say this.
You're saying you're going to, I guess you could go down the Pete Rose path if you really wanted to.
Yeah, if you do open up the fact that open up a little more of an avenue for players fixing games because of either being bought or else they owe money. I think that's one of the misconceptions people said. You know, people always say, well, the game was fixed because somebody paid them to do it. Well, a lot of times if it is fixed, it's because they have a gambling debt of their own. So you're going to open up more avenues for that. I personally, let me back all the way up. I said this a long, long, long time ago on the show years ago. They took out our video poker machines. I've never put a single dime into a video poker machine. I'm not going to do it. But those degenerate gamblers are going to do it and throw their money away. They're going to throw it away on something. It's not like they say, oh, well, we're you know, play the lottery. We'll do the scratch offs. We'll find a way. We'll buy more cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? We're going to find ways to throw away our money. Why not?
The lottery's already gambling. That's right. Already legalized.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're gambling anyway.
Right. Just, you know, the morality of it. I get it. Addiction. We got a text talking about addictions. Yeah. There's ways to say all that. I personally, if it's legal, I wouldn't do it because I understand that you can't beat, you're not going to win. I want to be clear about this. I don't care who says that, you know, call this 900 number or call this 800 number, go to subscribe to my website because, you know, we crush Vegas and this. No, you don't. You don't do it. No one does it. There's about 3 people on earth who've ever beat Las Vegas, ever. You just don't do it. The odds are against you. The you got to win 55, 56, 57%, and you don't do it. The juice, the vig on there is just, that's what's going to kill you. I got a friend of mine, calls me all the time. Hey, man, won this bet. Give me a text. I won this bet. Yeah. You know, tell me when you're losing, bud. You know, you only tell me when you're winning. It's, I don't know. I mean, morality-wise, it's not right. It's not right. It's not the right thing to do.
It's the same thing as the lottery.
I don't, you know, the lottery's not right, I don't think. I don't know, man. It's not the exact same thing as a lottery.
I'm not really too worried about the morality of it, to be completely honest. People are going to do this even if you don't have it legalized. If it's legalized, though, if you can make money on it, why not do it?
I guess it problems with the morality of it a little bit. Let's talk about it. I want to get phone calls, text, tweets in the next segment. We'll take a whole segment talking about legalizing gambling, pros, cons, or for or against it. Let me know. It'd be interesting to see what our listeners think about it. Love to, before you come back, hour two after this.